Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com on the Midnight Power Network. I'm your fabulous host, Miss Cocoa. And today is Inspirational Monday, and it is a cold day outside today here on your Monday morning. And today we're going to help you get on your way. Yep, that's right. We're going to help keep you motivated and get through this week without no problems. Mold got your motivation and your inspiration today. So kick your feet up. Sit back and relax. If you're at work, don't put your feet up. Try not to laugh. Try not to cry. Try not to, say amen today. But sit back and enjoy and relax. So we're going to get on into our Inspirational Monday. You can hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Karita 40. That is K-H-R-I-T-A 40. And you can also hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Coco Radio, or come on over to Instagram, instagram.com/Radio Coco. All right, today we're going to talk about, once again, that old friend of ours, fear. Fear is the obstacle that will keep us from achieving goals that we know that are meant for us to achieve. So last night I had a dream that I was at an award ceremony, and I believe I may have been covering this award ceremony or something. It was some type of gala that was going on that was taking place. And, of course, there were a few people that I recognized in there and others that I didn't. But anyway, so it was a big crowd, and there were – there were like a lot of people. Well, before the show even began, it wasn't even really a lot of people there at first. It was just a few that had gathered. And so basically I was going around the room, around the area, the arena, or the place where the award ceremony was being held. I was going around and, just looking around and everything like that and looking at my surroundings or whatever, or basically where I wanted to have, like, take pictures or, where I wanted to try to get some type of interviews or something like that. So, anyways, for some odd reason, I started running, and I was just running around and, of course, the people were looking at me like, what is wrong with her? Like, why is she running around or whatever? Why is she doing that? So, needless to say, I was just running around, running around the arena and, the place where the award ceremony was being held. And I was just running around. And I ended up falling or tripped. And, somebody was like, you need to sit down, you just fell. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I didn't fall. I just tripped, lost my balance. And so I ended up coming back around to where I was going to sit by next to someone, but there was not a good seat next to that person that I was going to sit by. So I ended up sitting in another seat. But the person that I was there that I was going to sit with was kind of like ignoring me a little bit. And I'm like, okay, they see me, but they were ignoring me. So basically, it was like I was running away from a situation that I was afraid to approach. You know, in a nutshell, which is what I'm dreaming about. And I looked up what run means. You see yourself running. You're either running from something or running for something. So I basically was, it's like I was running to and from. You know what I'm saying? I was running to and from. And that coincides with fear. When we are afraid to tackle or grab a hold of something that we want to achieve, or we're fearful of achieving or going for it because we fear how that person's going to look at us or how they're going to respond to us. You know what I'm saying? So I basically was like basically put into a position of where I was running to or running from. Like, I wanted to sit next to a person, but it was just like it was me on the seat, or that person wouldn't have said, and they didn't even make an attempt to try to get up and say, why aren't you sitting in the same together? We're together, or whatever, So, anyway, I say all that to say that whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life, whatever it is, whatever comes out of your set for yourself, you cannot be afraid to go after it. You can't be afraid to go towards it. You can't be afraid to invite it into your life. You know what I'm saying? You can't be afraid to make that connection to that challenging thing that is in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So we can't be afraid to go for it and give it a try. You know, there was a time where I was just able to just go after what I wanted, what I wanted to do in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I was not afraid to go for it and shoot my shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? I'm just going to go in and not worry about the consequences. Now it's like I'm doubtful of it, of what it is that I want to go after. I'm doubtful now. I second guess myself. I'm self-conscious and aware. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the outcome is going to actually be, And now I'm more fearful and afraid of challenging myself again, because of what might have been said about me, which is a negative, or what someone's perspective of me is. And we're going to talk about that, too, in a little bit. Something that I've learned in my last class about perspective and how we view others and how we can be influenced by others' perceptions and make their others' perception our own. So we're going to talk about that after the break. People out, don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Coco Show, Inspirational Monday here on blogtalkradio.com, on the Minute Power Network, and on Coco Radio. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We'll be right back. All right. Keep it up.
It's the fear of being alone. It can keep you holding on. It's the fear of being alone. It can keep you from moving on. It's the fear of being alone. Fear, it discombobulates many in relationships, and it can grip you so tight you can barely breathe. To take a breather, will he love me if I give him love back in return? And will she like me if I don't eat sushi? Man, why can't people just be themselves? Either you are going to be accepted or you are not. And there are so many other competitors out there competing for the exact same spot. Why can't I just embrace you and all of your flaws, be they good or bad? And pure acceptance is something that we both never had. Love games are being played like a professional game of blackjack. There are so many losers, but only one can take home all of the winning. Wow, things are crazy out here. And I guess that's what got everyone walking around in fear. All of the ones who are faithful, devoted, selfish, and unselfish are all trying hard to hold on to the love they all felt was real. But the tides came in too soon and washed away their desire to feel. And fear is a powerful word when given authority to rule over hearts and minds, both near and far. That one true love seems so distant, yet so close. And if only the fear would leave long enough for you to just grab a hold. I know it's within your grasp, just keep pressing towards your goal. Anger, abuse, deceitfulness, neglect, and infidelities are all being presented for all the hard work and time that you put into the job of being monogamous. The fear, it's almost suffocating, like you're having a panic attack for the very first time when you think about all the hurt and pain love has brought to the righteous lovers out here. Every time you try to do a little better to make a wiser choice than a make, here it comes again. It's fear. Maybe, just maybe, this time you will be perfect. And maybe, just maybe, this time you will get it right. It's dead on your mind like it's a leech all day and while you are sleeping in your bed at night. But there's a golden day up ahead where you will be accepted for what and whom you truly are. No more fear will be needed. You will be healed from all of your wounds. You can now rest easily. Hold your head up high. You're no longer stressed or worried about rejection. The gift from the Almighty has been placed so close to your face you can taste it. You see that there's no need for you to be afraid. Let go of the pain. That mountain has already been climbed too many times. And this time you took the better route, leaving the fear far, far behind. discombobulates many in relationships, and it can grip you so tight you can barely breathe. Don't let fear keep you from receiving the gift that God has for you. You're either going to be accepted or you are not. It's the fear of being alone. It can keep you holding on. It's the fear of being alone. And it can keep you from moving on.
Back, you listen to the Midnight Focus Show here on blogtalkradio.com. This is an Inspirational Monday, and today we're talking about fear. How not to let fear interfere with your goals. Don't allow fear to interfere with what you want to achieve or accomplish in your life. You know, before the break, I was telling you that I have been in a position to where, you know, I have been fearful of achieving my goal. A few years ago, actually 20 years ago, back in 1996 when I graduated from high school, and I went on to college. A few months after that, you know, it was different. It was a different environment, a different world for me. But I achieved that year. That's my first year. Second year, I went into my sophomore year. And my sophomore year was not great. I didn't pass some of the classes that I was taking. And so that kind of put me in a damper. But so I took the next semester off just to kind of get a little break or whatever. And I said, I'll go back. So I ended up going back in 1999. So after a year and a half break, was it a year? Yeah, after a year break, I went back in 1999, and I went back. I did okay, but I didn't do like I wanted to. So I took another break, and this time I took a break that was 2 years. A 10-year break. So I went back in 2009 to try to, you know, to get some, you know, to get to get familiarized as well as, you know, earn some more credits with my degree. That year or that semester was okay, but I didn't succeed as much as I wanted. So I took another break, but I ended up going to a trade school. I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and just take this, you know, do this online class, or took this online course to learn radio. And by this time, 2009, I was already, you know, hosting the show here on Blog Talk. And June of 2009, I had already been in for about a year. So, you know, the story short, you know, I didn't give up. I went back. I was determined to achieve my goal. Now I'm only 3 classes away because I'm starting 2 new classes today. But, well, 1 really is a repeat. But anyway, I have 3 more classes left. I'm almost done. And I'll be obtaining my degree finally this year after so many years of on and off, on this blue this time around. I have achieved my goal, and I will be graduating this year with my Bachelor of Arts Communications degree. My Bachelor of Arts Communications degree. 2019, your girl finally got it. So I said all that to say is, whatever you want to achieve, you can't be afraid to achieve it. You have to go forward and do it. You know, don't allow anyone to discourage you. Don't allow anyone to distract you from achieving your goals. And so before the break, I also said that we wanted to look at perspective and how perspective can influence other people and try to restore your character. You know, while you're in the midst of achieving your goals, you know, or trying to accomplish something that you know in your heart is something that you're supposed to achieve, there are people who will try to distract you or even place a stumbling block in between you and that thing that you're trying to obtain or trying to grab a hold to. So, you know, there are people who will try to make up things and say, well, this person is that person, is this and that, and a third. Well, they don't know me. They've never met me a day in their life. They've never talked to me. You know what I'm saying? They've never been around me. So how would they make this perception about me from, you know, just by reading something that I've said on social media or listening to somebody else? And then someone who you're in close ties with can be influenced by them saying negative things about you to the point where they're basically blocking you or muting you or ignoring you because they're looking at somebody else's perception. You know what I'm saying? It's like, take time out to get to know me. Don't let someone else's fear of who I am as a person stop you from trying to get to know me. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow someone else's fear to stop you from getting to know who I am as a person, as well as seeing the abilities that I have. even when you're on your job, there are people who will try to block you from getting something that you know that you feel that you're qualified for. There are people who will lie, create stories about you to obtain a position that is rightfully yours. You know what I'm saying? So we can't allow someone else's fear to be on top or to be in the spotlight or to be here and there to sabotage our goals. You know what I'm saying? We have to start speaking up and saying, no, no, I will not accept this. This is not right. You're not going to sabotage who I am or sabotage my character because of your fear. You know what I'm saying? So fear plays plays in many ways as well. And it's an invitation to allow other negative stereotypes into the equation. Perceptions, prejudice, discrimination, doubt. You know what I'm saying? It all plays all a role into fear. So once we get a hold of fear, then, you know, and take fear by its head and pull it back down, then we can begin on our journey of completing those things that we want to achieve in our life. Okay? We're going to take a break, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about gratitude and how gratitude plays in this whole game of fear and how it can actually be the key to overcoming fear and all of the other negative things. So we're going to talk about that in just a bit after the break. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you tune in, okay, for more. Hit me up on Twitter, at Midnight Coco, or Corita Forte, that's K-H-R-I-T-A. We're going to take this break, but we're going to be back, so don't go nowhere. All righty.
No begat Shem. Shem led to Abraham. Made many nations. He's the father of the land. Made many nations. He's the father of the land. He begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob grabbed the hill. So Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up. There's something I can't seem to wrap my head around. How can my people be lost and not want to be found? Look me in the eyes and say, you know that something's wrong. I tell you the facts, I grab my Bible, you wave it off. It's all a conspiracy, you taking it too seriously. You know we're under grace, he knows my heart. I go to church occasionally. With their excuses, I make symphonies. The same thing on and on, it's a cycle they may never leave. But to these words, I will cling to my last breath. Keep it in my heart until my last steps. Ephesians 5:1, be followers of the Most High as your children. Stick to these precepts and cling to him, cause without him I am nothing. Fools should think I'm something, just earth and ashes, a dirty rag so tragic. He kept me, no magic, no abracadabra, just a wada abba, through your son Yeshaya, a mom.
Oh, my Father, please lead me on, keep me strong on this narrow path.
Not the worldly dollar. We don't strive to be Obamas, Jay-Z, or prima donnas. We holy, set apart, we focus. Can't you see the kingdom on the horizon? Israelists get the rise in this. Not a praise, only when I'm in your face song. This I know where I've been, without his grace I'd be gone. Slave to this word, felon is not an option. You won't make it to the forest if you lack that gumption to follow these laws, the statutes and commandments, the tools we all been handed, the chosen we all been branded to walk in this light, to constantly endure to the end. The awakening is here. again lie. I only operate for the Father.
Oh, my Father, please lead me on. Keep me strong. Jacob got the hill, so Israel, we next up. Yep, Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up.
This is a Radio Productions, sponsored by AG and Big C. And we got AG along to come and preach to y'all. So throw your hands out your sunroof, turn your stereos up, and listen to this. AG, preach.
I know I got a lot going in my mind, but Bill or do can't make ends meet. Stressing all the time, ain't gotta die. Can somebody tell me why? I get up every day, pray God stay in my way so that I won't lose my mind. Driving from A to B, go home, got kids to feed, but with faith I'm gonna make this cry. When the best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh yeah.
When the best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh yeah.
Your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh yeah.
When your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh
yeah. GK say,
good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. You spent your whole life blowing your high, but then you down trying to figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
But all this sinning really making you a slave. You need to get it tight, walk right in the light. Follow his word, gotta win that fight.
Win
you modify
fight.
The flesh, then you take it to the grave. Chase that high, then you lost every day. You cover by the blood, oh yeah, that's the way.
When your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh yeah.
When your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh yeah.
When your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh yeah.
When your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh, hey, yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah, say oh yeah, say oh yeah. Your best ain't good enough, and you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
oh, yeah.
When your best ain't good enough, can you feel like giving up, throw your hands up high and say,
we're back to listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com, on the Midnight Power Network, and on Cocoa Radio and Blog Talk. Make sure you're following it up at Midnight Purple or Karita 40. That's KHRITA40. Follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/RadioCoco or Miss Coco Zero, Karita 40. Same on Twitter as on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/CocoRadio. We're talking about fear and how it can grip us and stop us from achieving our goals or getting in the way of what we're trying to accomplish in our lives. You know, so that's what we're talking about today. But now we're going to talk, switch it up a little bit, and talk about gratitude, how gratitude can overcome fear and doubt and anything negative that you may feel in your life. That will try to sabotage or try to strip you of what it is that you are trying to achieve or accomplish. So yesterday I was watching my pastor in California, Pastor Teray Roberts, and he was talking about gratitude. And he basically spoke from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 10 through 18. He also spoke from Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, where he talked about Adam and how God, basically put Adam to sleep and, created Eve. And when God presented Eve to Adam, Adam was so thankful, and he basically was like, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. She came out of, she will be called woman because she came out of the womb of a man, and I'm paraphrasing. So basically he was saying, how did he know where she came from? If he was in a deep sleep, he didn't know what God was doing. So how did he know? So basically, he was saying that that Adam was grateful because Adam now had someone who was his partner, that could be that was there with him, that was there to help him as well, maintaining and fulfilling the promises that God had gave him, the dominion that he gave him, basically so he could help, he could be his bride or not. And he basically talked about relationships, how relationships, and anything in our life we have to be grateful for. If we're grateful for a little, we could be grateful over much, we can be rewarded for much. So if you can be grateful for waking up in the morning and seeing another day, there are some people who don't have that ability to be able to see what the sky looks like or what the sun looks like or even, what trees look like. You know what I'm saying? There are people who can't see anything. Or if you're able to walk, there are people who are not able to walk due to accidents or, or being born in a situation where they're not able to use their full limbs. So if we're grateful over small things in our life, then we can be rewarded of more things, then we can overcome fear, we can overcome doubt and our ability to achieve. We can be grateful, I'm thankful and grateful that I'm able to wake up each and every day and do my show. I can come to you, broadcast to you, talk to you about, whatever it is on my mind. I can use my life as an example to encourage you to be better and not to allow anything or fear or anything to grip you or strip you from what you're trying to achieve or what you're trying to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my home. And there was a point in time where when I had my first place, things didn't go well. You know, I lost my job. I went through a major setback. And I ended up having to, you know, move out and move in with family. I'm grateful that I was able to move in with family and to help myself get better at, you know, my responsibilities. At that time, I was young and I was only thinking about one thing. I wasn't really focused on, you know, having something that I could say that is mine or you know, totally dependent on God to be my provider. You know what I'm saying? You know, so now that I'm in a position of where I am grateful for that, I don't have to struggle. I am dependent on God, and I allow Him to lead me and guide me. There are some times where I do, you know, become doubtful, but I am also grateful. You know what I mean? I'm also grateful to Him for continuing to give me another chance to get it right. You know, to achieve something that I needed to achieve. You know, get in there where I need to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful that I am now in that position to do those things. You know what I mean? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful each and every day. If we can wake up and thank God for where we are, then we won't be fearful. You know what I'm saying? We should be thankful for the job that we have, and it will lead us to another one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we may complain and gripe about it, but you know what? It's something that you're there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? We don't know why we're put in positions to where things are like, why am I in this situation? You know what I'm saying? We question why we're in that situation. You know, we could be there for a reason. There have been many times, many, you know, things where places and things that I was, you know, put in a position of and why, and I couldn't figure out why. What did I need to learn? What did I need to learn about this situation? And I had to evaluate. I'm still evaluating the situation. And I'm like, why was I placed there in that position? What was the lesson that I needed to learn in this situation? Or is there a lesson that needs to be learned? Is this situation something that is a permanent situation, or is it only temporary? You know what I'm saying? Those questions that we need to ask, but also be grateful for all of the situations that we have. Okay, we're going to take another break, but we're going to come back and wrap up the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com, Inspirational Monday. You can share with a friend about this show and let somebody know who may need this word for today. You can always share with your friends. All right? We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back in just a second. All right?
Sunny weather, cruising down the block. Mind free, I ain't worried about a clock. Thank my father for the blessings, man, they throwing non-stop. Catch me riding to the east side, to the hilltop. In the past, I was worried about the wrong thing. Getting fresh, stay faded, couldn't see the change. Had my mind so gone, couldn't feel the pain. Had to humble down to the father just to see change. Now bounce to the left, bounce to the right. Every day I try my best just to duplicate Christ. But the way it's set up, I can never reach the height. Gotta keep working, trying to make it in the book of life. Positive speech on my tongue now. Trying to spread God's word to the whole town. I ain't perfect, I'm just trying to put in work. Doing like a higher told me, getting ready for the countdown.
Show me guidance, repentance, forgiveness and what's right. He showed me life, He gave me life.
All praise to the Father.
It's a meaning coming to you with that West Coast style. I'm just trying to use the gift that I'm blessed with. Telling the good news of Christ, I gotta shout it. Too much time being wasted on the streets. Couldn't hear the Father's voice, it was too much noise. Now that I look into the book that he gave to me, can't let the adversary steal my joy. That's why I
bounce to the front, bounce to the back.
Call the fam, get together, have a righteous kickback. I ain't worried about a thing, cause I hired got my back. The way it slapped, fit to put this truth music on the map. I see all the drama that I've been through. Even notice all the friends that had it too. It ain't my fault I found that I'm a real Jew. Trying to follow the ashes of Christ, that's a breakthrough.
He showed me guidance, repentance, forgiveness, and what's right. He showed me life, he gave me life, abundant life. And the fight of what people think, he's been so good for me.
All praise to the Father.
Come on. The light that shines through all.
Me, so I'ma live for. I'ma live for. He died for us, so I'ma live for. Galatians 2:20, I'ma live for. Man, y'all some Judas, man, y'all probably snitched though. Not me, cause I just wanna live for. Go fish and reel them in so I can build for. Yeah, cause I just wanna live for. He died for me, so I'ma live for.
We're back to listen to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. We only have a few minutes left in the show, but I wanted to reiterate that we cannot allow fear to grip us and strip us from achieving any type of goal. We cannot be afraid to go after what it is that we want in life. We cannot run away from the situations that God has placed us in. We cannot ignore it. We have to face it head on and to see, you know, if this is, because we're in the situation for a reason. We're there for a reason. So we have to figure out, okay, I have to go ahead and do this in order to accomplish or to you know, to put a stamp on what God is trying to tell me, you know, in this moment. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have to achieve it because we don't know what's on the other side of that. You know, we don't know what's on the other side of that challenge or that situation. We're thinking, oh, we can't do it because we're seeing negative instead of seeing the positive. And sometimes it's okay to say, okay, well, you know, what if this happens? What if that happens? But we still have to do it. You know, even if we question it, we still have to do it. Because otherwise, we will continue to be there until it's done. How many of you know when God brings something to you and you don't do it, he's going to keep bringing it to you. You may say, okay, you know what, I'm done with that. It's over and done with. But it's going to keep coming back to you until you complete it. Until you complete that assignment, it's going to keep coming back around. So you might as well go ahead and face it, deal with it, and get a check mark for it. You know what I'm saying? Get a grade for that assignment that he put you in. So don't run away. Face it head on. Know what it is that you're there to do. Figure out what it is that you're there to do. Achieve it and get it. You know it, grow it, show it, and show it. Deal with it. Don't allow fear to take it from you. So just do it. Okay? Like Nike. Just do it. Even if it looks scary to you, with your natural eyes, with your spiritual eyes, guys. You know what I mean? So you know what? I can make it through. I can get through. And just watch yourself soar once you do it, okay? All right. That's going to do it for me, the girl, Miss Coco, here at the end of the night, Coco, on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you share with a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend about the Midnight Cocoa Show here on Men Empowered with Anna Cocoa Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa or Miss Cocoa 09. All right, we'll see you back here next time. Until then, feel free to be weak and live for today. Like we feel as so your life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here next time. Peace.
hard sometimes. Please, Father, help me. I just wanna get right. And I don't wanna slip up, but it's hard to keep up in a world so upside down. So guide me, guide me, guide me. Guide me, guide me, guide me. It's been a while since I spoke to you. While nobody is around, I just wanna say to you, I thank you for everything that you bless me with. If there's a time for anything, this will be it. Can't nobody taste what you made me feel. Can't nobody shape what I have and still. Inside of me, they might try, put the power that's inside of me. Ride for me, fight for me, die for me, try me. And now I'm here, fighting for your love. Do I make that clear? Might need a little work, but I keep you near. Never doubted what you said, and it's all right here. Inside of me, I keep the scriptures like they part of me. And if I miss a single day, why does it bother me? Getting so distracted, really slacking. Know you looking, sitting, thinking, praying that you hear just what I'm saying. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Ooh, I find it hard sometimes. Please, Father, help me. I just wanna get right. And I don't wanna slip up, but it's hard to keep up in a world so upside down. So guide me, guide me, guide me. Guide me, guide me, guide me. Many times I ran out from you, but I always came back. Can't stand not having you in my life. Need you day and night, always by my side, teaching me wrong from right. So don't let, don't let, don't let go. Coming back full force, so hold on. And I'm blessed beyond measure. Fruits of the spirit is undivided treasure. Can't nobody take what you made me feel. Can't nobody shake what I have and feel. Inside of me, they might try, but the power that's inside of me. Ride for me, fight for me, die for me, try me. Find it hard sometimes. Please, Father, help me. I just wanna get right. And I don't wanna slip up, but it's hard to keep up in a world so upside down. So guide me, guide me, guide me. Guide me, guide me, guide me.
10 seconds. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.